Well, there's lots to talk about from the world of football. Socceroos squad's been announced. We've just heard from Mark Rudin a little bit earlier on in the program as well, as he's been announced as the new coach of Western United FC. But I think most people want to know how things went for Robbie Slater out at Orange on Thursday. Hello, Rob.
Well, I think most people want to know where the bloody hell to play on.
We're working on it, Rob. Okay.
The play on.
No, seriously, next time I come on, I won't be here after the play on.
Was that your only goal you scored?
This is how strongly I feel about it.
Was that the only goal you ever scored in the great game?
No, of course not. I scored many, many goals, but that was just a little shimmier. You know the shimmy?
Yep.
Anyway, Orange. Hey, Orange. Now, Orange is a long way.
Yes.
What were you thinking halfway? Were you going, Orchie? Long way this.
I nearly turned around halfway. But I'll tell you what, remember I told you about the offer to drive with Spud?
Yes.
Remember the drive with Spud? Well, that was vindicated. That was vindicated when I got there, because when I got there, getting out of his car was Big Spud with a guitar.
He didn't take his guitar to Orange, did he?
Guitar, and I thought, wow, what a good decision. Huh? actually, it was a good day. I mean, it's a beautiful drive out over the mountain.
Yeah.
But like I did say, and I'm being deadly serious, so dry out there. It's unbelievable. But very, very pretty country, the Blue Mountains. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's have a look at this Socceroos squad that's been announced. What was your take on it when you first saw it, Rob?
Yeah, look, it's what we expected. Graham Arnold leaving all the big boys out, and a lot of them are injured. So, good to see some of the A-League players getting a go. In Brandon O'Neill in particular. Andrew Redmayne was the hero in the grand final for Sydney FC, so that was good. And, of course, a lot of the other players, like fringe kind of players that he wants to have a look at, in this kind of game, it's the ideal time to do that.
The other news that came over the desk over the last couple of days is the fact that FIFA are not having a 48-team World Cup, back down to 32 as we've had since day one. I know Mossy was very happy with it yesterday. What's your take on it, Rob?
Why was Mossy happy?
Well, it's not important why he was happy. He just was.
What's important to know is this is my excitement, and I don't need to know whether he's unhappy, happy, indifferent, or whatever.
Robbie.
I don't need to know that. This is my excitement. It's not his excitement.
Robbie, he's been on cloud nine because the share prices are going up.
Yeah, the share price, exactly. Well, they went a long way down when he arrived. And, the views of Scott Morrison have sent the bank shares up. It's got nothing to do with the Wolf. So,
what about the World Cup?
What about the World Cup? Yeah, the Matildas are playing. It's coming up in June. Listen, Indigo's just giving me grief with the water bottles. Indigo, you've already got a water bottle. Oh. Come on. Now, this is the drama of Nick calling me at this time of the day. He said, I'm trying to get the kids to school. But the World Cup, 32 teams, I don't think that's any surprise. It'll probably go to 48. At the next World Cup, which will make the route to a World Cup a lot easier.
Mark Rudin, are you participating in this?
I'm just listening.
Mark Rudin has been announced. We heard him in the press conference. Western United FC. He did great things with Wellington Phoenix this year. I guess now the challenge for him is putting together a competitive side straight away.
Yeah, and that's the difficulty. He's going to have to do, Tony Popovich did all those years ago with the Western Sydney Wanderers, and what a job he did. Took that brand new club to a grand final in its very, very first year. So, and then on to another two, and obviously winning the Asian Champions League. That was dreamtime stuff. Whether Mark Rudin can do that with Western United remains to be seen. He signed a lot of players, but he's going to need a bit more quality in that squad, if you want. And, of course, the foreign players are crucial. And we're hearing and hoping that he's going to get a big marquee.
Well, he's hired one for a party or something. Well, sorry, that was no good. Did you like that one? Right. Now, Champions League, because I know you're going to be glued to this next week. And, from a Liverpool point of view...
Yes.
Here's a serious question. Do they need to win this...
point of view.
Well, do they need to win this, Robbie, to I guess, not save their season, but if they were to lose this, that'd just be, I mean, they lose the EPL.
Yeah, look, I think after what happened with the title, it is a little bit like a must win. And, they are favourites, and there's a reason why. I mean, if you look at the Premier League, Liverpool beat them all the time, and if you look at the Premier League table, Liverpool lost one game. Tottenham lost 13 games. I think they won one in the last eight. So, Liverpool firm favourites, and I expect them to win.
Us. I like the way you say that. Personally, I'd love to see Tottenham win. But
anyway, yeah, of
that's
course
just
you
me.
Would personally. Yeah. But I expect them to win, and if they don't, I'll be supporting Tottenham.
Well, we've got
Fair
that
enough.
Now.
We've got that on tape. Good on you, Rob.
See ya. Find that play on, or it's over.